Sakta Mishnah Vayter, Masechtas Erevin, Perek Dalid, Mishnah Tes. So we've learned till now that there's kind of two ways to make an Erev. Either you bring food to the place where you're kind of Shvisa, before Shabbos, either you bring it there yourself, you send a Shliach, and we say this is officially where I live for Shabbos, and I have 2,000 Amis in either direction. We also learned you can go there yourself. You can come to the place and say, this is officially where I am for Shabbos. You're there when Shabbos sets in, and you can walk back home to your house 2,000 amis in one direction. The next day, you can walk 2,000 amis toward your Erev, and you can continue on another 2,000 amis to hear your shir, to visit your parents, whatever the reason is that you're going. Some hold it has to be L'dvar Mitzvah. Now, here we have a very interesting machloikis in our Mishnah. Which is the better Erev? Food or being there yourself? Remember, we mentioned earlier that it's better if you're there yourself. Really, it's a machloikis. Rabbi Meir holds the main Erev is Bepas. The main Erev, the Takana, the Chazal made for an Erev Techuma, where you can move your point of center, you can be kind of Shvisa someplace else. For that, you need Pas. You need bread. But Chazal gave a special kula, special leniency for someone who's poor, someone who's traveling, he doesn't have bread. You can do it with your feet. If you're there, that's good enough. Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, the other way around. The main Erev, the better Erev, is when you're there with your feet, when you're actually there. It's a kula that Chazal gave for an Ashir. Okay, we're not going to be Matriach, you have Shabbos, you're very busy. You know what? You don't have to go with your feet. You can send the Erev with the Shliach, you can send food over there. And the Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda. Now, whether it's Rabbi Meir, whether it's Rabbi Yehuda, they both do agree that if someone is traveling and he says, ay, you know what? I'm not going to make it on time. I'm not going to make it back home. I don't have koyach and I have to rest. But I know along the way there's a fence or a tree. I want my Erev to be over there, and he does it right. He says, in a specific area by the base of the tree. So wait a second. This is a real kula. Here you're saying that the Erev Techuman should take place, but he's not even going to be there physically. It's just in his mind he says, I want it to be over there. He's traveling. So this is only for an oni, or someone who's baba derech she'eini moipas, that doesn't have any bread. There's no question if he's an usher and he has a way of sending bread over there, he has to do so. And another thing, the Batanur reminds us over here. If you're traveling and you say, oh, it's so far to my house. Wait, maybe I can make an Erev by a tree that's along the route. But I don't have koich to get there. I have to rest a little bit. Okay, in my mind, I'm kind of shvisa by the base of the tree. That will only work if Lamaisa, physically, you could get there before Shabbos, just that he's too tired, he wants to rest, or he can't run so fast right now. But even if you tried your hardest, if you wouldn't be able to get there before Shabbos, then how come I that it wouldn't work? Then you're not kind of shvis over there. Okay, having said that, let's see our Mishnah here. Perik Dalit, Mishnah Tes. Zohushi Amru, this is what we said. In other words, what we learned in the previous Mishnah is an example of the din that ha'ani ma'arev b'ragloi, that a poor man can make an Erev with his feet, meaning his presence at the place of the Erev, even though he's not sending any bread over there. Amar Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir said, ein lanu el ani. This is only for a poor man. According to Rabbi Meir, the best way of making an Erev is by placing food at the desired spot. An Erev with your feet, that's only for poor people. Of course, as we mentioned earlier, someone who's stranded as he's traveling, well, he's considered poor, even if he has a lot of money in the bank. But a man who's living at home and he has food, and you have enough food to send for your Erev, and you'll still have plenty of food for Shabbos. No, you got to send food. At least according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says, Echad ani ve'echad asher. Both a poor man and a rich man. If he would rather go to the place of the Erev instead of sending food, that's fine. As a matter of fact, that's the best thing to do. Like Amru mi Arvin Bepas, we didn't say that you could send bread. That was a special leniency for a rich man. He's probably very busy, Erev Shabbos, and he has to give out tzedakah, whatever he's doing, Erev Shabbos. So he said, okay, you know, he can send food. Shelo yetziv hi Arev b'raglav. He shouldn't have to go out and make an Erev with his feet. That's the kula. But the best Erev, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is and you go there with your feet. So quickly, chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. In the previous cases, we had examples of the halacha that an ani ma'ariv baraglov, an ani can make an erev with his feet, meaning doesn't have to put bread down there. He can go there and be there and say, this is my erev, this is my point of center. I have 2,000 amos in each direction. We said Reb Meir holds that this is only for a poor person or someone who's traveling. He doesn't have bread with him. It's a special kula for a poor person. But a person that's home and he has bread to spare, he should go with the bread or send bread. Reb Yehuda holds, no, the other way around. This is the main Eruv. The real Eruv to Chumras, you to go there and be there and say, this is my place for Shabbos. It's a special kula we gave to an usher that he could send bread. And we also explained to both Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda hold that for someone who's traveling and he says, oh, I want my Eruv to be further up by that tree, by that fence, that's a special kula for someone who has no choice, he's traveling. An usher would have to send bread over there. In other words, you can't just stay home and say, oh, my Eruv should be by that and that tree. That doesn't work. It's a special kula for someone who's traveling. And even that special kula would only work, as the Batanura explained, is if he's close enough that if he would run, he would make it to that tree before Shabbos. He doesn't have to run. He can just say wherever he is, okay, from that tree. But if he wouldn't be able to make it there, even if he ran there, then that Eruv would not work for him.